My name is Isabel Chang and I am 19 years old. Today is March 27th and I'm speaking with Tammy Chang, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Gainesville, Florida. My first question is, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
Probably one of the people that greatly influenced me was Judy Shaver. And she taught me that I think compassion and being able to, that you don't have to be family, that you can, you know, that someone can be there for you, whether you're family or not. She was probably one of my best friends and always put the other person first, always wanted to know how you were doing and less about herself, which was an amazing gift. She taught me to love travel and to enjoy company and hosting and having friends around. So she was a major influence in my life.
Okay, the next question is, can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Probably the birth of my children, I'd say. Those were, you know, they weren't always, you know, perfect timing, especially with my first, but nonetheless, you know, still a very, very happy time for me. They've all brought great joy, and so I think probably bringing them into this world was a gift.
Okay, and the next question is, what are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
I would say I'm, once again, sort of proud of what my children have accomplished. I mean, I think that as a parent, we, you know, sacrifice and lose sleep over, you know, where our children will go in the future and what they'll do with their lives, and making them to be good citizens and good people. And I think that at the end of the day, or at the end of when you think they're done raising them, you can look back and say, you know, we did okay. They turned out to be great people and have empathy and compassion for others, are respectful, caring. And so I think that are some of my, you know, proudest or most defining accomplishments.
Okay, and then the next question is, if this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Oh, that's a sad question. I would say that I'm very proud of who you are, Isabel Chang, and I love the fact that you are your own person, but in a kind way. You know, you stand your ground, and you have your beliefs and your values, but you're kind about it. You don't sort of, so I want you to go on and do what it is, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever will bring you joy, and that I'm very proud of who you are.
Stop. That's so nice. So that is the end of our interview. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. And I think that your responses apply very well to my class. And thank you so much.
welcome. Thank you.